Panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus have cautioned Ghanaians against being too critical of the coach of the senior national team, the Black Stars, and the players for drawing with DR Congo in their opening match. What the nation should do is to have confidence in them and give them maximum support in subsequent matches. A coach and a sports analyst, J.E. Sapong, said Black Stars coach James Akwesiapia should not succumb to pressure to make changes that he is not sure will work for him, but stick to his own game plan. On the use of a local coach, Coach Sapong was emphatic that a local coach should be preferred to a foreign one because foreign coaches have failed Ghana in the past.
Akwasi, people are saying it's technically inept. It's not true. Every coach has his philosophy. The crop of players you see in Black Stars now, where those and us, about 60% or 70% are playing for the Black Stars now. Chloe Ryan was with us all along. Anywhere we went, he was with us. We were in Iran, he was with us. So he was monitoring these players. So he knows the character, the attitude of these boys. So as a coach, me, if I've coached your team before, and then I play against you, it's hardly for you to beat me. Because, one, I am composed. Two, I have confidence that I know your people. Three, I know what they can do on the field. Four, I know who the coach is. Because I can see also work under Chloe Roy. So for me, I think the central pair, but it's not good also to kick out Akamenku psychologically to affect his morale. But it's up to the coach. That's why you have a psychologist among them. It is his duty to psych the players up. That's all is not lost.
A sports analyst, Emmanuel Edujenfi, expressed optimism that Ghana will go far in the tournament and win it. Ghanaians should therefore exercise patience and encourage the team to go forward instead of criticizing them.
This is only the first match that we have played. We have three rounds of matches to go in the group stages. We still have two more matches to play. We should not give them undue pressure. We should not let them know that we have rejected them. This is only one match. I'm very sure, and I believe in the Black Stars, that if we give them that kind of encouragement, if we support them very well, they will be able to come back. Even with the match that we played, we were able to score two early goals. But then, I don't know what really happened to the team. Only the coach can know exactly what happened to the team that enabled the Congolese team to rally back to draw back those two goals. So we shouldn't give them undue pressure. We should rather support them. We have many more matches to go. If we are able to encourage them, I'm very confident that they will do something magical for Ghana.
Contributing on telephone, a former player of the Black Stars, Mohamed Polo, was of the view that the Black Stars coach, Kwesiapia, should put his players in their natural positions, particularly Kwadwo Asamoah, who he said should be moved up front from the defense position.
We were not happy with the draw because took a solemn lead of two goals and we sat down for them to equalize. I think the Congolese, they played very well. I'm happy that we didn't lose. But the unfortunate thing is that we learned our lessons very fast. You don't take a lead like this with two goal margin and then sit down and allow the opponent to come back. But then I think we have to learn our lessons very well. Defensively, Kwadwo Asamoah is not effective. But offensively, he did very well and he created a goal and scored a goal. But then when we scored the two goals, we were thinking that he should have quickly changed him and take him forward. But then it took him time to do that. That is the unfortunate thing. So I hope in the next match he will do some correction over there and see where to put Kwadwo Asamoah.
You heard panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Focus.